Hello?
Hey, Uncle Odd.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Good, good. Sorry, I was making the noise. What happened was my mute came off when another call came in. Sorry about that.
Oh, I'm not hearing you, Em.
Can you hear me now? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, sorry. This is not working too good. My line. You can hear me good?
Yeah, I can hear you good now. That was fun.
How'd you like him?
I love that guy. Good call. He has just such great energy. How can you not feed off of that, you know?
Yeah, I agree. You did a good job. I didn't really want to butt in because I recognized that I would just slow the conversation down. So well done. Well handled. Well played, my man.
Thank you. It was, like I said, it was easy peasy because, man, and you know what? I think that's going to be a great interview for us to point people to and just say, you know, here's, we'd love to have you on. Here's an interview we did with Kevin Johnson recently, you know, just because it had great energy.
Well, Kevin J. Johnson, he doesn't need any help from anybody. He's a, he really doesn't. He's a walking, yeah.
Force of nature.
I wish I was like that.
Nah, you don't. We like Ab like Ab is. You know.
No, but to get through life. I know he.
Yeah.
But man, he knows that. I love that he can knock people down with their own laws that we don't even know. I feel so stupid compared to him, the way he knows the laws.
I know. That's why, I mean, and I think everything that he is saying, also, you know, applicable over here, it's just, you know, it's a different set of laws, but I'm sure we have the same ones. And so I'm going to definitely explore that. I was going to take notes, and then I'm like, no, I can go back and rewatch it, and I'll take notes when I rewatch it. But I really
sure
like how he positioned.
If John J. Singleton watches this, he can probably tell you what applies to where you are. I'm pretty sure we're built on the same British common law. I can't see there being a big difference.
Right. Because I would love to do a citizen arrest on somebody. Anybody who's fucking with me. I can say I refuse your offer. I do not consent. I refuse your offer. You know, leave me the fuck alone.
Yeah, and you can. And I know you would do it, too.
Oh, hell yes. In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
In a heartbeat. I would love that. I would double, triple check, make sure I'm doing it right and I'm, you know, that it's appropriate. But you're damn right I'll do it. Because this is just so stupid at this point. It's just so stupid.
Plus, it's not going to end if men like you and Kevin don't stand up. And me, of course. I'll just be in the background. I'll do the website.
You facilitate stuff, and you do all of the research. And by the way, I think, you know, if you're open to it, shit. If you reach out to him now after the show and just say, hey, I want to make FakoTube available for you for your live stream.
Of course. No, you are right. You know me. Of course. For sure.
That'll build the shit out of that audience, you know?
I'm fine with it. I'm fine. I hope it can take the strain. I don't know if it can, but yeah, he gets 150 people on his Twitch show.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm fine with it because for sure. And
then the other thing someone asked, I forgot to ask you, somebody else asked if, hold on one second, let me just,
go ahead.
Hold on. Hey, Vlada? Oh, I just want to make sure we have some yard people. I want to make sure my back door is locked so my German Shepherd doesn't go kill someone.
Is he that bad?
Oh, he's the worst. He is, the last person you'd ever want to be.
Are you worried for your own self that he would turn on you? Is he that bad?
No, No, thank God it came down. Would have gotten out. He can open the damn door when he wants, if it's not locked. And if somebody went back in my backyard and started doing their little, edge trimming, he would go eat them. He is so vicious. Like, you cannot believe vicious. He'll just slaughter someone first and then question them later, you know. I'm surprised we still have him because he is he's bitten so many people. But anyway, okay, we're good now. We're good. The beast is controlled. Somebody in Telegram, when they were talking about Telegram going, trying to be disappeared by Apple, et cetera, but is it possible for your tech guy, and I know everything comes with financing, but there are ways to get things financed, but is there a way to create, can you imagine, is there a way of, like, ripping off the code of, like, Telegram or something to be able to have something with that similar functionality to where you can turn FacoTube into something that would be, not just a repository for awesome videos, but something where people could go to and that we know would never be canceled?
Just your own server. There's a lot of social media stuff out there. So for sure. There's quite a few new ones, some that are better than others as much. But yeah, there's lots of stuff. Now, of course it would not be able to take Telegram itself, but there's no point in reinventing the wheel if it's already out there. So that's my point. Are you worried?
Right.
But Telegram, no one is looking at Telegram from a historical point of view. They just want the latest and greatest. So for historical, that's why I put it on my blog. You can search my blog.
No, it's not historical. It's more about a way of people can present day keep in touch with each other. So it's a place. It's just like everyone went to Twitter to be able to, but it's the things that when you build a large group of or a community, I guess it should say it's just a community. And when they shut that shit down and you have to start over and you have to figure out where to reconnect, it's disruptive. And so that would be the question is there a way that we could create FacoTube to where we could create that same community to where people could engage in there, but we would know that, it would never be wiped out?
Well, to me, I've got everything set up. Fakeologist blog, I got the Fakeologist forum, which is easy to use. I wish people would use the Fakeologist forum where you can just create long threads. It's all there. It's a great place. So someone just has to use it.
How is it different from Telegram, let's say, to where
Telegram's more of a messenger app. Like, did I tell you about Spike? Spike turns your email into a messenger app. And you can have groups on Spike. And guess what? It uses your email. The most decentralized service in the world. So everything is in your own email. So yes, join Spike. Spike it's not on their server. They're not liable. They're just connecting people. They literally just know you and you only. And we can convene on Spike. And all you need is your email. That's a fantastic service. There's nothing. Yeah, join Spike. Start a group.
Is it an app?
Yes, it's an app, so you'll love it. You can use it on your computer or your phone. And try Spike. And it works like an app. It works like Telegram. Very similar. But it uses your email, which is your data. That's the point.
This is cool. I'm there now.
Yeah, Spike Now, I think. SpikeNow.com or something. Yeah. You good?
There's a couple more things.
So you need to
It's very
Diane,
easy.
Diane, with your email.
Yeah, you could use Gmail. You could use your Gmail.
Create an account first?
No, I don't think you got to create anything. I can't remember. You literally put your email. You log in with your email. That's it. There's nothing. It'll do everything for you. So get your email going. Just log in with your email. I know you use Gmail, so you can. Gmail takes 1 second. There's nothing to type.
Right. I'm trying to. I have so many freaking emails in front of me.
I know. Pick one.
Password.
Pick your Proton Mail, maybe. Do you guys have a broom?
Uncle Odd, what the fuck is my password?
If you use Gmail, you don't need your password. It's already stuck in there.
I found it. Ian.
But Spike is where you want to be, buddy, because you're already connected with me because you know my email. So you're already connected to me. And guess what? Then you have email, your server, your data. That's what it's all about, your data. You're going to love it.
It says your profile.
Thank you. Yeah, you're gonna love it.
People you'd like to connect with easily.
Yeah, you got
so,
me on it.
I do?
Well, I think it'll find us.
So should I allow it to access my contacts? Fuck.
Yeah. I know, don't worry about it. It's not going to hurt you.
Okay, so I'll just say yes. And it says notifications. Do we want to notify?
Did you get this one? Oh, you got to move that, eh? I don't know. There's two trailers outside there. I don't even, they're all, they can't get in here because it's so small. So, do you know who this guy is?
I
listen
to the skid guy.
Oh, he wants your skids. No problem. Whatever works for you. It's just a lot less sweeping, that's all. Do you have a shovel? You have a shovel? I gotta get out of here.
Oh, I see. So Spike is basically just my email.
It is. It's just an interface for your email, but it's very much like a chat. So every single chat creates an email. And that way you've got it on your side. You've got it on your server.
So if I'm so what's the difference between creating a chat and a
chat is literally a group email list. Where you can add no shovel. I didn't see it.
Okay, I'm gonna have to look at this. Hey, bud, I gotta get on a call here. So.
All right, man. Thanks. Also, I have your email, so it should tell me you're on Spike automatically. Probably gonna tell me you're on Spike now. Yeah, you're there. You already connected with me. Interesting. So you're on Spike now.
All right, I gotta run.
Well.
See ya.
Hello, Ab.
Hey, how are you, Uncle Odd?
I'm good.
I'm glad the phone is working again. I didn't really change anything. I just sent them a message saying it's not working, and then they said it should be working, and then it worked. So they must have done something.
Okay, we'll take a reboot. That's fine.
Yeah, they rebooted. They kicked the cat.
They kicked a hamster on the treadmill.
Nice. So have you been tuning into the TCV Summit?
I have. I have been doing it a lot. It's I want to say something about – I want to compliment you because you don't even charge for your show, and you look good, you sound good, you produce it good. And these guys are – Jeff looks okay because Jeff is pretty good, but everyone
yeah.
else, it's really bad audio, bad video. The chat room sucks. It's, I'm almost thinking of getting my money back because it's terrible.
Yeah, it was horrible. Horribly produced.
It's amateur hour times 100.
Well, that's why, I don't know if you saw the video I posted, but I'm like, you know, why not me? Why not figure out how to dive into this crypto space and figure out how to explain it in a 101 level in a meaningful way where people can understand it and maybe execute on it. And I'm not saying I know shit. As a matter of fact, I'm saying I don't know shit yet. And so I thought this was so amateur hour. I'm like, people have to be starving. I can tell people are starving for the content. Hold on. Let me get through this gate here. Hopefully they recognize my plate. Give me 1 second. Nope. Hang in there with me 2 seconds, buddy.
Are you going in or going out?
I'm going in. I'm going in through a gate, and they have to talk to me first, I guess. Usually it recognizes my plate, but this person behind me pulled up so close. It's like they don't even know
camera.
I'm here. Let me push the button. I have to push the button.
Okay. Don't you have a scanner or an RFID to let you in, or no?
I'll tell you the story here after I get through. If I get through.
Maybe you need a test to get through.
Look. Hi, 20408 Carolina Cherry. I work for Turf Cutters. Hello?
Hey.
Hello?
Hello?
Were you able to get that? Just a sec,
yeah. Oh, you're talking to him.
Yeah, 1 sec. Did you get that, sir? Oh, looks like he's going to let me through, I guess.
Well, if you said you work for Turf Cutters, I'd let you in.
Yeah, so there's a shortcut that takes like 20 minutes off of your drive if you go through this neighborhood, but it's gated. So I know my lawn service does work in here, so I asked the boss of the lawn service if I could come work for him, and he put me in, so I can now just fake like I'm going to go mow someone's lawn. So
I tell you, there's
yes,
what? There are. Yeah, I'm echoing through your speakers now.
Okay. I don't hear you echo, but that's okay.
Yeah,
so
there's
anyway,
always
yeah,
a
I,
way. There's always a way around things.
Right, right. And not feel bad about it either. So yeah, I thought I was as far as content, you know, I saw everyone in the chat was just blowing up on, I mean, cause there's a lot of newbies in there like us who just, this is like, you know, over all of our heads, and it's stuff that's important, but it's like, hey man, if you can't get a coin in a cold storage wallet, you know, what good does some kind of Monero code over in Switzerland do ya, you know, if you convert it to Bitcoin Cash first before you send it to a private key, you know, all of that stuff, it's like, huh? So...
Hey, you really mixed
so
it up.
I,
yeah, that's funny.
I posted a video, basically, that I, you know, put a link in the PCV Summit chat and directed it at Jeff because he became a new subscriber, which was cool. And
hold on,
just said,
he became a new subscriber where?
Of the Uncle Odd show.
Oh really?
He called me out because I had I put a couple of links in there because I'm a whore of sorts, and I thought, hey, there's a lot of people here and they're talking about, you know, Druid Babylonian bastard speak. So somebody put a mask meme in there, so I linked them to my 50 answers mask video, and then there was another one, and then later I got an at Uncle Odd from Jeff saying, hey, I didn't know you existed. I'm a new subscriber. I like what you're talking about with the COVIDs. And that was it. So I created a special video this afternoon. It's about 20 minutes to where I'm just like, and I put it in the chat and I said, this is for you, Jeff. And basically it was an infomercial for Dollar Vigilante and Crypto Vigilante, but also saying, look, Uncle Odd doesn't know shit. I still don't know shit, but I'm going to start having some segments within the Uncle Odd show that might be not battling the Druid Babylonian bastards, but just dealing with crypto from a beginner's level. And I said, I have a big mouth and I'm good at getting people on the show. So why not me? Why not me get Jeff Berwick on and go through a 101 or some of these other experts?
I love it.
And I mean it. I mean, it's like, I figured, how can I get better and smarter at this? And I did judge, and I think rightly, based upon what you said, I judged that when these guys are not JV hour for what they do, but as far as getting their message out and across to people, they don't have the gift of dumbing it down so that people like us can understand it. And I'm good at that. I'm good at, if not anything else, I'm good at distilling really difficult stuff down to a bite-sized level to where normal people can understand it, because I have to do it first for myself. And so I thought, hey, you know, I'm into this crypto now, so why not me? I'll try to figure this out. I'll try to talk with people who are experts and ask them questions at a level that I'll understand it. Just like walk slowly.
I love it.
You know, back.
Uncle Odd, yeah. Making his move. Nice, buddy. Nice.
Why not? I'll get smarter. We'll get some great.
Did he
guests.
Watch?
I think.
Do you think he watched your? So he joined your channel, but I guess you don't know if he watched your video.
Oh, he said he watched one of his videos. One of my videos.
Did he watch the one?
I really like.
What about the one you made just for him? You don't know that.
Oh, he probably hasn't had time because I just put it in the chat like maybe 20 minutes ago.
Oh, okay. Good for you.
And there's a lot. There were 660 people in that chat. So, and when I post my stuff, you know, the channel, everything pops up. So it's way more noticeable than anybody else's post. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people. And the message, you got to listen to it, because the message was, you know, I even titled it, Uncle Odd Doesn't Know Shit. You know, and that's what I'm saying. I'm like, I don't know shit, but what I do know is I have a portfolio that went from 30 grand to 46 grand in a month, and I don't know how it did it. I fully recognize that it could have gone in the other direction. I fully recognize that, but it didn't.
Did you put your video in the Telegram as well?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah, he has a Telegram going for this summit, I believe.
Oh, yeah, it's been great. That's where I've been engaging with everybody.
Oh, you're not in the seminar chat, because that's really slow.
What is?
The seminar chat. The seminar has a chat. The webinar has a chat.
No, the Telegram. That sucks. The Telegram is where everyone was engaging, including Jeff.
Oh, I got it. Okay, I gotcha. Okay.
They sent an invitation-only link before the everything started.
Well,
I
don't know.
The very first one. I got
Yeah, I don't. I'm not a deluxe. I wasn't a deluxe member. I'm not sure I got it.
Yeah, I don't know if it was for deluxe. Yeah, you probably did. I think it was for everybody. But you know, it was you and I could put on a better conference technologically, and the main speaker dude, the crypto vigilante, his audio was horrible, and he kept echoing like crazy, and blaming it on everybody else. It's like, but hey, look, it is information. There's good connections that'll come from it. And I think, you know, it's probably good to be part of that community. You know, I think it'll probably pay lots of dividends over the next 5 years to just be in that community. I think it's, you know, and it's not that huge.
And, no, it doesn't.
It looks like we should understand what this Monero thing is, but what I got out of this afternoon was, you know, there's nothing wrong, and this is what I think for beginners you should really think about. There is absolutely nothing wrong with getting some coins and buying and holding, because if you sell before a year, it's going to be taxed at your regular rate, whereas at least in the U.S., you get taxed at a capital gains rate if it's more than a year. And what that does is takes pressure off of you, right? You don't have to be watching these candlesticks and all this bullshit and feeling like you lost and whatnot, wherever you would have just, sure, if I would have sold my X, whatever, at 70 cents, and then it dipped down to 30 and rebought it at 30, sure, you know, that would have been great. But the fact is, I still have X coin, whatever, I'm just using it as a hypothetical, and in a year, 2 years, you know, it could be $10. So it's like, okay, you miss on the dips, but you could also lose on the dips and ups and all of that shit. I don't know. It's just, I think it would be wise for everyone to just approach it to where you don't try to do too much, you know?
I agree, man. I agree. Well, I'm going to see if I can download the videos 24 hours later. Because just skip through it a bit, see if I missed anything really useful.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah. Well, I got the one that you can go back to. You know, I did the, because I didn't like the 24-hour thing. That sucks, you know, that you only get out.
Well, it's okay if you can download it. I got to see if I can download it.
That's true. Very good point. Yeah. Go, dumb mother. Jesus Christ. Sorry. There's some dumbass driver in front of me who just does not know how to drive. Okay.
Well, there's lots of them.
Yeah.
We're doing a show tomorrow night.
Yes, 8:00. 8:00. It's that girl from Freedom Fighters, whatever that is. She just seems like she's has some things to talk about, and she happens to coincidentally live like within 3 miles of me, so I thought that was kind of cool, and she's open to it, so it'll be a good show.
I got a new sound mixer. I blew the bank and gave myself a nice Christmas present for last year and this year, and
nice.
Yeah, it should allow me to sounds from Discord, Skype, and the phone number, and my mic, and my computer, mix them all in so everyone can hear each other, and I can also change their level. So if someone comes in low, I can pot them up.
That's awesome. So
I couldn't really do it with software because it was just taxing my CPU. I don't know if there's a problem with my CPU, if it's too slow, but it was cheaper buying a whole new computer right this second, and it does the job. It hopefully will do the job. So I'm going to plug that in tonight. I'm going to maybe try and get StreamYards working as well. And
okay.
See what happens.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, bro, I got to go. We have a 6 o'clock reservation, so I got to zip in. But good chatting with you, bro.
Oh, yeah, restaurants are open. You lucky guy. Thank you.
Sorry, man.
Okay,
all
bye.
Right, I'll talk to you later.
Bye. Take care. Bye.
Money, money, money.
Would you like to support Fakeologist.com and all the content we're creating? We operate on the value for value principle, where you pay whatever you can for whatever value you feel you've received. We accept donations in almost every form, from PayPal to Bitcoin. Please go to Fakeologist.com/donate for your payment options. Thank you for your support. Mm-hmm.